The Fairy Tale by Joy MacLean. Hear the Word of God. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. James 4, verses 1 through 4.
Reality can sting. Idealized visions of adoptions dance in our mind. Our picture is like one of those muted photos with fuzzy edges meant to make it all look better than it really is. We romanticize many things, and adoption can be one of them. We forget that whenever we deal with another human, we deal with sin. We are all just a bunch of sinners, living together in this fallen world. Yes, we are saints, saved by grace, but we still sin. We still want what we want. We quarrel and fight and argue. We become disappointed and disillusioned. We want the fuzzy, muted picture, and if we don't get it, we sin. This can be especially true with something as emotionally driven as having a child. It is perhaps one of the greatest longings, aside from marriage, that can drive us to a place of frustration and tears, consuming our thoughts and our motives. A good question to continually ask is, what is my motive in doing this? Why am I being so short with my spouse? Why am I acting as if the world should revolve around my wants? Why do I want to be on that committee at church, serve on that board, get that promotion, or remodel our home? Our motives reveal the condition of our hearts. We can be oh so good in our attempts to hide our motives. Often we aren't even aware of them ourselves. But usually that is where the guilt, the hiding, the feeling unworthy of God's love stems from. We have not because we don't ask with the right motives. We fear we won't get what we want if the truth were known as to why we want it in the first place. How can we change our motives? We change our hearts. How can we change our hearts? Only by the grace that God gives us, and by choice, can our hearts change. We make the choice to change, and we allow the Holy Spirit to change us. It takes making the choice to put off the old sinful ways and put on the ways of God. It takes a daily dose of, I choose you, God, this day. May my desires be your desires for my life. God does desire to give us good things. God does want us to adopt. God does want to bless us with children. God also wants our motives to reflect His, and that means dying to self. Until we take our last breath, we will struggle with that concept. But that is exactly why we have cause to rejoice. God's love for us, His intense jealous love for us, will never stop pursuing us. In other words, God wants me immeasurably more than I want my fuzzy, muted pictures. He desires me more than I desire what I want. Since that is the case, then if I daily make the choice to die to self, laying down my desires, will He not be faithful to lift me up?